This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Medical benefits is about as basic as you can get when providing for your employees. But managing these benefits isn't easy. Even large corporates struggle with it. This is where HealthMetrics hopes to make a change. The service manages your entire team's health benefits on a single platform, and you don't even have to make a single entry onto Excel or touch a single receipt. And rumor has it, all the data it collects are supercharged and converted into analytics for you to make smart business decisions. To talk to us about the platform and how it's reinventing HR processes right here in Malaysia, we have with us on Open for Business today, Alvin Yuan, co-founder and CEO of HealthMetrics. Alvin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Right. So I understand, Alvin, that when HealthMetrics started, it focused on providing basic outpatient medical benefits to corporates such as, like, you know, your GPs, dental and optical treatment. But now you've expanded services to other healthcare verticals as well, right?
That's right. So when we first started about 4 years back, so we were actually very focused on the GP, dental and optical benefits. Now, those are actually more of the basic benefits that companies do actually provide. There were actually a lot of problems in managing those benefits. So we actually solved that portion first before moving on to other verticals and trying to consolidate these kinds of services together, things like insurance, even hospitalizations, and also like specialist treatments as well.
What were the problems with the basic medical benefits to begin with?
Right. So for GP kind of benefits, mostly here it's going to be the everyday kind of treatment in terms of diseases and actually whatnot. So like cough, cold and flu, and this is actually the most managed item for HRs. So in that sense, for HRs to manage this day in, day out, about 40% of entire workforce actually goes for some form of basic medical claim a month. So what happens here is they would then have to process all these manual receipts, process this manual MCs, and actually get all these things sorted. So we are actually here to really help them automate the entire process.
And how is this done? How does HealthMetrics automate all of this?
Right. So we actually give them a self-service platform. And what they do here is they would then actually decide everything they need to decide about their employee benefits on the platform. So they upload their employee listing on the platform. They decide what kind of treatments they are able to get, what kind of benefits they are able to provide, even which family member gets treatment, which clinics they can go to. And all this is very, very flexible that they are able to actually provide on the platform itself.
And this is a web-based service, right?
That is correct.
And to do all this, you don't have to fill up a database on Excel or deal with receipts. How does that work?
Right. So for the first setup, of course, an employee upload is actually needed. But from there on, everything can be managed on the website itself. So what happens here is whenever all this employee database has already been uploaded, now everything works automatically from there. So for employees, once the names are actually already uploaded, they are able to visit doctors in real time, get treatment, cashless treatment. And all this data is then transferred across in real time to companies as well. So instead of getting manual MCs right now, so they are actually getting digitized MCs, which comes in into real time.
So does this mean that the clinics and these doctors also need to be on the web platform itself?
That is correct. So we do actually provide not only to the corporates, but to all our panel healthcare providers as well.
Okay, Alvin, let's just backtrack a little bit. You know, what would you say are the main pain points employers deal with when it comes to these medical benefits and processes? You mentioned earlier, you know, having to manage MCs and receipts. But other than that, what would you say are the main pain points?
Right. I think one of the biggest issues they have is knowing about their employee health status. Now, trying to sift through all these manual claims is actually difficult to tell whether employees in their organization is getting the care that they need, is getting the right type of care, and also how productive they are. So I think for HealthMetrics, we not only provide an automated platform for them to manage, but we also give them a lot of tools to measure their employee healthcare as well. So part of this actually creates, you actually create a data analytics platform. They'll be able to actually tell that if there's anything wrong with certain departments, has there been MC spikes? Has there actually been a lot of claims on certain types of diagnosis? basis. And we actually managed to distill those information into useful, actionable data that they will actually be able to use to make better informed decisions as well on what their next steps are.
What kind of actionable data are we talking about?
So I can give you some of the examples. So we actually recently have a company. So we do actually have benchmarking study as well. So when we are actually collecting all this data, so we have a lot of data points to compare as well. So whether it's actually the average standard, whether if let's just say you're a manufacturing facility and you want to compare yourself against other manufacturers, like how are your employees doing? And we are able to actually say that, okay, for this company, you have higher cough and cold. Right. Mm. So we then actually give them this kind of insight that they would also ask us like, OK, then what next? What can we do about it? Of course, the basics would actually be checking on the work environment, ensuring that the air quality is clean and actually whatnot. And secondly, it's also giving them other solutions as well. So we've actually worked with multiple partners to also provide them things like flu vaccinations to be able to ensure that, you know, this is actually increasing productivity for them in the long run.
Okay. Yeah. So what would you say is the minimum staff headcount before a business should consider bringing health metrics on or getting on the platform?
So officially, we don't actually have a minimum headcount because it's actually a self-service and self-onboarding platform. And for companies to truly actually see the value, the bigger the company, usually the more problems they have. Mm. It's harder to have an overview of your entire employee database if you are in the hundreds, and especially in those that in the thousands. And bigger companies are definitely able to benefit from using our platform more in that sense. But for smaller companies, should they also want to provide cashless treatment for their employees as a benefit, they can also onboard to our platform as well.
But and what is that onboarding process like? Like you mentioned earlier having to upload your employees' data and things like that, right?
Yep.
But how long does that process take? Is it cumbersome? What is it like?
Right. So we actually make it very, very user-friendly and easy. And usually the setup phase, it's actually very, very fairly quick and simple, and it's only just one time. And from there on, to manage from there on, it's going to be very, very simple. It's usually just addition, deletion, and using all the data analytics and actually whatnot, data just flows naturally. They'll be able to generate all sorts of reports that would actually make sense to their organization. Mm-hmm. And all this data usually is being set in the beginning stage, and there on is just a very, very simple flow of managing the platform.
Okay. So what does this cost? As in, like, you know, do you have like a subscription fee or is it a one-time fee? What's the costing like?
So we actually act as a freemium kind of module. Mm. So for the basic module, it's actually offered free of charge for companies. And as they actually get onboarded, and the bigger the companies, usually they would like advanced tools, access to higher tier treatments like specialists, or even would like to have all these additional tools to manage their employee claims better. And that's actually where we get them to have a subscription fee to be charged to the corporates. So we actually act more like a freemium module.
And what does the basic freemium model involve? What would the benefits be like?
So for that free module, we actually offer benefits that cover cashless GP, dental and optical. Now, that's the basic one. And the next tier is specialist treatment. And that's actually where we do charge a subscription fee per user for every employee that gets onboarded by a company.
So it's per employee.
It's per employee basis.
And what is the basic fee like?
So the basic fee right now is actually ranging between 20 to 24 ringgit, depending on what kind of plan. We do actually have multiple plans like monthly, even quarterly and yearly as well. So depending on what kind of plans they take or commitment, we will actually decide the price from there.
Okay. Are there any competitors in this space right now for health metrics?
Right. So in the sense of traditional competitors, so insurance companies and also third-party administrators are one, but they are operating it differently. So I say that they are competitors because we are sharing the same space. Basically, it's employee benefits. So let's just say that if any company were to use insurance, they are not able to use us because they have outsourced all these employee benefits to an insurance provider. So in that sense, they are considered in the same kind of competitive industry. But of course, we do actually work together with some of these so-called competitors to also bring further and bigger value as well to companies.
All right. We're going to take a quick break now for some messages. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how health metrics helps to reduce healthcare costs for employers. Stay tuned to Open for Business. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You are listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. I am speaking to Alvin Yuan, co-founder and CEO of Health Metrics, a workplace medical benefits software that automates your medical claims and helps you make informed business decisions. Now, Alvin, just before the break, we've been talking about the kind of issues that employers usually face with their employees when it comes to medical benefits.
Right.
And you know, in Malaysia, we are just infamous for having that whole fake MC problem. So I just want to talk to you about fraudulent claims. You know, are there any checks in the system that kind of, in the health metric system that kind of prevent these fraudulent claims?
So in essence, what we actually do, I think data analytics that we do provide to the company remains very neutral. So we do actually help companies flag out certain suspicious kinds of claims, in the sense where if, let's just say, an employee were to go around jumping from clinics to clinics and actually whatnot, it can actually be flagged. But for us, we actually maintain a neutral position where, okay, this is actually what's happening, but cases can actually be genuine, but for the HR themselves to also look at the trends and analysis themselves to make a decision that is best fit for the scenario.
So you're not going to flag this dude and like, oh, okay, this guy looks suspicious or something like that, but you're just going to provide the HR department with the data and like the person's track record, right?
That's right. So it's very hard to just aim for a specific employees and actually whatnot. So we actually usually give them a collection of data sets that deploy in terms of whether it's going to be a department that they actually need to look at. Like productivity has actually went down for this department over the past 6 months comparing for the last 6 months. So it is actually in their nature to also investigate why that is. Like I said, there could be a lot of various factors. But with our system, definitely fake medical claims has actually been rooted out like a lot, because right now the platform that we provide to clinics right now is actually being handled by the doctors. So there is no way for employees to really purchase MCs directly from syndicate rings and actually whatnot, which doctors are actually not really to be blamed, because I do see we've actually caught red-handed. Like, there are companies saying that this MC is forgery. They print it themselves. They design it themselves. Mm. These are the things that are actually happening.
Well, people can get really creative, right, when they want to take a day off.
That's right. And yeah, I mean, this is how things are currently.
All right. So from what I understand, Health Metrics MMI framework, or the Manage, Measure and Improve framework, increases transparency between organizations and its employees through real-time trackable healthcare benefits usage. Now, I pulled this up from your website, but what does this real-time data mean? And you know, talk to me more about the transparency that the MMI framework seems to advocate.
Right. So I think we really advocate this word real time, because every time HRs or organizations, they would like to see something, they would also like to know what's happening right now. And a lot of organizations that they outsourced to in the past, is what happens here is when they outsource, let's just say, like insurance to be managed by agents or brokers and things like that. So what happens here is there is a time gap where if you want like any reports or anything that is actually coming from the insurance company, they would actually need to wait. Mm. But for us, because of our connected kind of platform that connects directly to healthcare service providers, they are able to receive all this information that is in real time and will be able to make actionable decisions there and then. So this is actually definitely an important thing where people don't just get a surprise at the end of the year, get slapped with high premiums suddenly because of the utilization. They'll be able to see month to month what are their expenditure. Is it going up? If it's going up, they need to find out why. They need to actually understand what is actually going on, or maybe perhaps that could be haze, could be actually a lot of things that could contribute to it. But it's good for companies to be aware and take preventive measures.
Now, healthcare analytics has in other countries been proven to reduce healthcare costs for employers. Now, do you have any figures or research to demonstrate the kind of savings the data can give businesses that use health metrics?
Right. So one of the examples and case studies that we've actually done, it's actually for a multinational company that is currently still with us. So what happened here is they had uncontrollable medical expenditure previously. Mm. And part of the reason was because they do not know what they were actually spending on. So they were actually on an insurance plan. And what happens here is they get these reports very late. They were analyzing it too late. And to be honest, because of certain medical jargons and actually whatnot, it's difficult for HRs to also understand, like, you know what? What are these claims for? And right. What are these claims doing to my people? So in essence, over the course of that 1 year, we actually managed to save about 30% of direct medical costs for them because they were actually able to take preventive measures that is actually right. So why I say that is usually what happens with traditional companies that actually outsource, when they get slapped with high premiums, usually the management would then say, why are employees not getting healthier? Mm. And they would have to resort to initiatives like health days, health talks, which also have limited upside sometimes. So right now, we are actually giving them the root cause in real time so that they can actually make those changes before any other claims actually happen, huge claims.
Right. Okay, I'm just thinking about it, I can see maybe one downside to health metrics right. from an employee's point of view.
Yeah.
What if I value my privacy? Is there an option to not make all my data available to my employer? You know, just playing devil's advocate here.
Right. So for employees, one of the things we would like to clarify, we value data privacy, you know, extremely high. And for employers, they do actually get a certain extent of information from employees. Just like if, let's just say this person goes on MC, it is also the responsibility of the employee to submit the MC at the end of the day for filing purposes and actually whatnot. This has actually not proven to be an issue because in a way, we have actually shortened the time for employers to actually get an MC. And if a medical claim is truly genuine, there wouldn't be actually any disputes. And of course, we do actually ensure that the consents and everything, it's being is actually being implemented already, that employees do actually provide consent to the employers, just like employers having to buy insurance for the employees, they would actually have already provided consent that, you know what, they are actually managing their employee benefits to a certain extent. They would actually get certain types of data. Yeah.
Let's talk about it from the healthcare service provider's point of view.
Sure.
On your website, it claims that more than 1,500 healthcare providers have simplified their payment systems with health metrics. They don't have to chase payments anymore.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
So just to update the figure a little bit, we're actually revamping our website right now. It's currently more than 3,000 panel providers already.
More than doubled.
Yes, so we really need to update that figures. That's one. And secondly, yes, it's actually true. So I think part of the issues here is clinics, they actually have to do so many things, right? And part of the things that they are doing is providing treatment to the person that it needs. And what we've actually noticed here in the past is there have been a lot of corporates that engage with clinics directly. So what happens here is there is no consolidation effort from the clinic side, and it's very difficult for them to invoice multiple corporates directly chasing for payments and whatnot. So when we actually joined the scene of actually trying to assist clinics to consolidate, this has actually made their lives much, much easier. Mm. So we consolidated it. It's actually more than 1,000 corporates with us right now. And what we do here is instead of them having to chase payments from individual corporates, so it's all being streamlined into one and they get actually paid on time every time.
Okay. Alvin, I understand that Health Metrics received funding last year to a tune of $1 million from Spiral Ventures, Cradle, RHL Ventures, and that you poured into equipping Health Metrics to cater to bigger companies, the corporates, etc.
Right.
Are you seeking more funding to continue expanding?
So currently, there is a lot of exploration on the matter. Right now, since our last round of funding, there has actually been a huge growth, and we are able to target bigger and bigger companies right now. So we are open to the possibilities of exploring, but right now, there's not anything solid at the present moment.
Okay. And just before we go, Elvin, you know, what's the big long-term plan for Health Metrics? You know, how do you see the platform one day changing the HR landscape across the region?
So right now, I believe for Health Metrics, we came in a very timely manner, I would say. Now, a lot of HRs and companies that we've actually met so far, I think part of the reason of our growth this past few years is also because HRs and management of those companies are adopting digitization strategies. It's really, really a big thing right now that everyone wants to go paperless, everyone just wants to go digitization and whatnot. And we are actually at the forefront for that in terms of managing employee benefits. So in this case, what we actually see for the next trends of the next few years, this will definitely continue to grow. And as more and more companies are adopting to digitize their company, we would ensure that the technology that we are providing matches up as well.
All right. Elvin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Elvin Yuan, co-founder and CEO of Health Metrics. Now, for our listeners out there who are intrigued and would like to know more about Health Metrics, where can they go?
They can actually go to our website. It's www.healthmetrics.co. You can actually book a demo there as well, and then we will get someone to respond to you.
All right. And if you miss any part of this show, would like to catch up on what Elvin had to say about how Health Metrics is reinventing HR processes when it comes to medical claims, etc., you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also look for our podcast on the BFM app and any other platform you enjoy listening to your podcast to. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Elvin Yuan from Health Metrics, thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.